The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, I want to continue on in our reflections of this blessed month of Ramadan, and more so, preparing for the light nights of Qadr. So what can we do on the nights of Qadr? I'm not going to give you the whole list, but just a few pointers. You know, one of them is obviously excessive supplications, dua. And I don't want to limit only to what's found in the books or on duas.org or online or the app. But take time on the Laylatul Qadr nights to speak to God in your own language, whether they be English or Gujarati or Urdu or whatever language you speak. Speak to God in that language. Yes, use dua iftitah and dua tawbah and dua makarimul akhlaq, no doubt. But speak to God in what you know. Don't rely on a formula given by the imams or the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Reuse those, but then also talk to God in what you know, in what you want, in what you're looking for in your next year. Seek repentance, istighfar, and turn back to Allah. Tawbah is important because we commit sins, unfortunately. Sometimes we do them intentionally, other times unintentionally. But use the time on the nights of Qadr, allot a portion of time specifically to Tawbah. And maybe make it more personal by asking or trying to recollect your sins. And then ask God for those particular sins that you've done and that you don't repeat them again. Number three is to recite the Noble Quran, obviously, if you can take time to read a bit of the Quran, think about what you're reading, contemplate on the content. And you know, because we're not in the centers, we may have a bit more time at home to engage with these acts of worship to Allah. We're not pressed by a program organizer having to schedule prayers at certain intervals, and we can't keep up to them. Unfortunately, we have this mentality in our community. We have a bucket list of things to do that we have to complete the entire book of du'as. And it's beautiful to read du'as, don't get me wrong. But when we get into this routine of making it a list, like a shopping list, which I'll talk about briefly later. But that becomes the problem because we're not having the spirit of Ramadan and the spirit of submission and the spirit of asking for forgiveness. It just becomes a routine that's on the PowerPoint that we have to get done to get to the end of the night. And there are many other recommended acts of worship. I didn't talk about it, but charity, obviously, sadaqah during the night, because the rewards are magnified. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. It's better than 1,000 months. So maybe charity is better than 1,000 months of giving charity. So try and make it a point that if you can, give whatever you can on these nights. Make it a point before the Laylatul Qadr a'mal begin. On the 19th, 21st, 23rd, keep going and give even a little bit every day. If you have, let's just say, $1,000 to give, give $300 a day or give some portion every day. And encourage your family, encourage your children, even if they're 6, 7, 8 years old, encourage them. They may have an allowance. Maybe they have money that they get from the government. Maybe you have given them some money in Ramadan as a gift. Encourage them. And even if they give $1, or $2 or whatever our children can give, encourage them from a young age to help and think of the needy and the less fortunate and those who are suffering. And plus being the Laylatul Qadr, they will also get the rewards. Allah will not, you know, reduce their reward because they're young. God won't say, well, they're only a 5-year-old, so we'll get a portion of the thawab. No, they'll get a full reward. And as a mother and father, you'll also get rewarded for encouragement to do good. Right? Don't we read that in Surah Al-Asr? That all of humanity is at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. You're encouraging somebody to good. So encourage your children, your spouse, family members to give in these nights of Qadr, brothers and sisters. And also, as we say here, seek knowledge. Try and get some knowledge in Laylatul Qadr. Pick up a book maybe on Islam, hadith or tafsir or aqaid or akhlaq or some topic, and read even a few pages and try and change your level of education. As a reminder, that duas.org has all of the duas you need in Arabic, in translation, in transliteration, in MP3. And so if you don't have access to any of the books of supplications, then please make it a point to go to duas.org.
Subhanaka 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 ya
You know, I talked about this bucket list or this checklists, and unfortunately we do this as we've been brought up on this routine where we have a list of du'as that's on the PowerPoint, and every time we do one, the program organizer or the AV team check it off. We did this du'a, we did this du'a, we did that surah, Rum and Dukhan and Ankabut, and we go through and check things off as if we're going shopping. And I get it, why we do it. But I don't understand why we continue to do it when we recognize that it's not a matter of quantity, brothers and sisters. I remember being in a community once where between Maghrib and Fajr, we only had about 3 or 4 hours of time. And I had people come to me and say, Sheikh, what are we going to do in the month of Ramadan this year? And I replied, well, we'll do what we've done every year. We'll fast, we'll break our fast, we'll eat, we'll pray du'as, we'll sleep, we'll wake up for suhoor. Repeat 30 days in a row. And they're like, no, but what about Laylatul Qadr nights? I'm like, we'll pray to God on Laylatul Qadr nights. What's the problem? And they said, no, you don't understand. You know, between the time we finish Maghrib and Iftar, it's 11 p.m. and Suhoor is 3 a.m. We only have 4 hours. How will we finish everything on this list? We have Dua Iftata, we have Dua Toba, we have Makarmul Akhlaq, we have Joshina Kabir, we have the Quran A'mal, we have all of this. How are we going to do it all in 4 hours or 3 hours? And my response is, that's not the goal of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. And if you're looking to get to the end of a list to complete it, we're missing out on the beauty of Ramadan, really. Because it's not a competition of how much you can recite in the shortest amount of time. It's about the quality. Are you truly asking God for forgiveness? Am I truly asking God for forgiveness in that 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hour window? And even if I could do just one istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, and then fajr comes, but I did that sincerely from the heart and I really meant it, isn't that better than 1,000 istighfars which I'm just doing to get it over with? Something to think about, brothers and sisters. And we ask Allah to accept our acts of worship that we have performed so far and to give us the goodness of this world and the goodness of the world to come. And we ask Allah to give forgiveness to all of those who have left this world, from our community, our family, our friends, the ulama, the shuhada. And we ask Allah to join them all with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, alayhi wa alayhim wa salatu wa salam.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
رمضان رمضان ليتك دوما قريب ليتك.